Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. This is Talk Dude, the one and only Accept No Substitutions.
See, Ted, our show, this program is basically about a dedication to personal excellence, personal improvement, personal everything. And honestly, I'm all about, you know, helping you do just that. Where to begin the pursuit? Our leading host, Organic OK, will be around shortly. Now, what to do? What to do? Where do I begin? Where do I end? All right. We've talked a little bit about the power of positive thinking and taking personal goals every single day. We've talked about that. A lot of what you eat also matters. There are a lot of toxic chemicals. They're not dumping into the oceans, into storm drains. In the clouds, they're putting into our food. We learn to call it part of our daily diet. We learn to do that. We need to stop. Understand something. The reason that basically vegetarians always aim at telling you they're vegetarians, the reason that vegans can't wait to say they're vegans is because it's something you accomplished. Becoming a vegetarian, are really truly, it's something you cross over into. You learn how to choke vegetables down, especially hard when you're a kid. You're naturally born healthy, you got to eat this stuff. Parents always push it on you. It's natural, it's good for you. You're going to need it, especially when you're an adult and your body, you're not getting any healthier. You got to basically learn to choke this stuff down. Why are they punishing you by making you eat this stuff, aren't they? Mom and Dad are punishing you. They are. Then you have to learn how to need it. Because all those foods you used to like, they're starting to cause problems and make you sick. Well, vegan is basically like a religion. That's a fact. A whole way of life, to have to go on this earth, animals eat each other to survive, to basically not eat anything from an animal, to not wear anything that comes from an animal. Now, these people are very full of themselves, but here's the problem with that. You understand basically fighting for animal rights, but the real danger there, become too much of an animal lover. Keep something in mind, dude. Animals are remorseless. They know it's kill or be killed. It can be very spiritually nourishing to go back to nature, to return it for a moment, to go where there's nature running around. But understand how brutal nature really is. And understand there's a reason that we built civilization. Meat? I don't know. I love meat. I've learned to eat more vegetables. I have. But the problem is, I've helped myself choke them down. That's what you do. You learn to gag and choke and push. You learn to tolerate, to really deal with vegetables. And hopefully, much like a rabbit, you think, I'm going to learn to eat this. Dogs and cats prefer meat in general. They're the kind of animals that went out. They're a little close to the top of the food chain. There are people that say, we're the top of the food chain. We're not. No, you see, speaking as human beings, we basically locked up all the animals that basically are above us. animals that would eat us gladly. We eat them. We endangered them because it was kill or be killed. We know now we're screwing up nature. Some people basically just get so nature. Oh, sorry, I'm thinking about. Okay. Let's talk about another part of personal. What's the word I'm looking for here? Personal satisfying the greatness. Eat well. Learn to weed out the foods that are poisoning you. You don't even realize. Let me make a personal point here exactly. I've been addicted to soda since I was a kid. Corn syrup. Some places have banned it because it's so bad for you. Why does everything that tastes good bad for you? Some people know it is, and they eat junk because they can't afford to eat healthy. It's cheaper. It's chemical. And maybe they're trying to die sooner. Eating natural, real food that grows out of the ground. It is expensive, and it is time-consuming. You grow a garden in your own backyard? That's what your personal greatness is. I don't know. Problems are problems. What to do? Another thing to help personal greatness. I wish someone would call into the show. We could talk about how to take personal steps in your life to improve. Let me tell you something. Personal greatness. Ask who the ideal you is. What do you need? Everybody's getting more fitness, buffish, or whatever. What to do? Ask yourself. Ask yourself always. Call in. It would really help our show. How else to help personal greatness? Well, try to do everything organically. It said that vegans really feel good about themselves. They feel good because they're eating so naturally. They tend to look especially thin and sickly. What to do? What to do? Bodybuilders. They put away a lot of protein. They want to get beefy, as big as bulls. Is it healthy to be that ripped? Their bodies bust from all the steroids. That's a thing. How do you satisfy your personal greatness? Well, before you decide to get in shape, ask what your personal physique is. How do you make a habit of building it up? A workout is kind of a religion, too. Most of them that you know exist, but ask yourself what will work for you. Ask yourself, what is? Okay, the first step is, okay, it's a program, so write all this down. The first step is you got to love yourself. First, you got to love yourself, okay? First step is you got to love what you are, you got to love what you're doing. But first, love yourself. Ask yourself what I want. Make out plans and goals to make sure that you do that every single day. Ask yourself what it is that you want. Then start making little plans about how to get it. Things are bad right now. Most people are afraid to go out really in general because of the corona. It's one of the reasons that I've had trouble leaving the house. I wanted to go out there and live life, even the cold month of January, but dang, outbreak. It'd be nice if we could all afford to be quarantined, but we can't. Because if we stop working, all society crumbles and falls apart. Going with these dang masks, but bundled up like ninjas, like we're doing open-heart surgery. Surgeons. Can't stand that thing on my face. It's hot. It's itchy. It's hot. It's itchy. It just makes my face all comfortable and clammy. I don't like getting on the bus because it's so public and filthy. I got in trouble sometime because the bus didn't even show up. It's always a little late. That's the thing. Once in a blue moon, it was actually early. But there were times when the bus didn't show up at all. I was privy to that when something went wrong on a bus and they person there and whatever. Sometimes, I think it's why people bother getting cars in the first place. You like the idea of having a car, but, you know, it wears off and you hate the responsibility. A car, there's so many things to put together to make work, so many things to go wrong. To be out there in traffic, to have to take the responsibility. That's the thing about getting a driver's license. Your whole life, when you become an adult, it's all just responsibility. That's all life is. What is your greatness? What is your idea of personal greatness? Minutes after the hour, 7:45 here on the program. We're satisfying the greatness within you. Please call in. Get in the middle of this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And where, in the name of all of God's kingdom, is organic okay? He sat this thing out. Few people are happy. Very few. There are a couple. They say the happier, the bigger, the more people have, the less there is for everybody else, and that's become a thing. What is your personal greatness? What are your goals? How do you have everything you want? Me? I feel like I'm a program. I could use this. I could use this a lot. It's a thing. It's a dang thing. What to do? What to do? What is there to do? What do you do? What do you do? One thing that helps, really, I've noticed. Okay, let's start with little things. Okay, for example, I have cushioned inserts in the soles of my shoes. Now, see, I play basketball. In almost every sport, you need cushioned athletic shoes. They're not just sneakers. They're not just running shoes. They're basketball shoes. They're the kind of things you use for any athleticism. They got to be nice and cushioned. That helps. Shoes cushioned. Something takes the pressure off the back. Second, got to build up your upper body somewhat. The abs, forget about how they just look. They carry the upper body.
they actually lift things. They actually lift things up and take pressure off. You're in a better mood. When you slouch out the way the world on the shoulders, you just feel downbeat. Feel life is pinning you down. What to do? Another thing. Women often swear by heels. They wear pumps. That's why they call them that, I guess, because they look like a pump. They have a big elevated heel. So it gives them a sense of arrogance that they need. Someone says that I wore these big, heavy boots. Because of the heavy soles, I felt strong, powerful, and because of the elevated heel gel insert, I walked around cock of the walk. I want to wear those things forever. That helps. It's true, you wear it too high, it shortens your tendons. But certain things like that give you a sense of attitude. Shoes, you understand why women are so obsessed with them. Why they need them. What is your personal greatness? My sister talked about how she always... My sister's plan, she had the same plan every woman has. She wanted to marry a rich guy. The thing is, every woman dreams of that. It's a female plan. It's a standard female plan, whatever. But, well, then you go out there and see how it works. You understand basically what it's like when... You understand how it's such a, what's the word I'm looking for? Impossibility. Okay, there are a few that will. But once in a while, you got to find a way to be great instead of trying to find great. Somebody else that's great, so you can ride their coattails forever. Me? Being with a supermodel, I wanted to be good enough, basically, to be with a supermodel. I dreamt of my body getting bigger. I thought, I don't know, I'd go my own way when I was an adult. But you know what? We've all got to find a way to find some better self-improvement. 10 minutes left here on the program. Where is Organic? He didn't come. What to do? What to do? For a moment, forget about trying to make it all happen. First step, once again, love you. Be the person you want to be. Reach inside and just say, I'm going to be who I want to be today. My personality will persevere. I'm going to be who I want to be. Something has to be done. But what to do? Honestly. Ever since basically just being with this program has helped me. I've had trouble following my own advice. There's one thing about us autistics, it's hard to change. Got to follow a program, a regimen, whatever. So there can be greatness. Change. There can be change. There can be personal change. There are going to be improvements. Sometimes some autistics like to think if we can just find a nice routine that we can form that's good for us and just be. I don't know. There is a thing with all of us. What to really do? What to do?
Having ambition helps. First step is have ambition. Know what you want every day. There are moments when you're allowed to be arrogant. When you're allowed to be pompous. You're allowed to have that personal feeling of self-importance. There are moments when you're basically allowed that you're not. The good thing is, there's a reason that pride is a sin. You got to be careful not to be the kind of person that does that all the time. But have some arrogance. Anywho, just by listening to this program, you may have made positive more steps in your life. You may have taken some personal steps towards absolute greatness. Just practice them every day. Practice your steps. Take those steps. Your goals are within your reach. You just got to find out how. The $10 million question is how. With this being a country that seems to reward capitalism and whatever, join the business to have all the 1%. Find out how to do that. Find out how. Find out how. Find out how. Find out. There is a way for all of us. People out there with opportunities to get what we need. Possibly a way to get things better. Is there a natural order? Is there a way to basically help everybody? I don't know about that. They say some people are beyond help. We tried communism, but communism said everybody shares everything. Doesn't seem like that's worked in any part of the world. What to do? Find a way to make your own personal greatness great. Find your voice. It's the first step. Find your voice. I found mine. Not particularly fond of my voice, but found out who I was. And found out things that help. That help help. There is an answer. There is a personal excellence, and you can reach it. It is within your reach. Reach for it. Find your way. Find it. There is hope for all of us. Find that hope. There is a sort of excellence within all of us. It can be. We're closing up. We're wrapping up here on the show, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Personal tip. Carry a mirror with yourselves, too, so you can always check yourself out. Find a way to be in love with yourself. Remember, we're here. We're here. 1-515-605-9709 during regular show hours. Sorry I had to drive this whole thing myself, but maybe Organic was trying to make a point to me. Into leaving, whatever. Thank you all, and remember, we're on the web too. Thank you. Good night.